Hello, welcome to another episode of the Indie Founder Podcast. My name is Thiago, I'm your host, and today's episode will be all about networking, conferences, more specifically the Web Summit Conference. If you don't know what is this, this is one of the biggest tech conferences in the world. It's hosted here in Lisbon, the city where I live, and I've been going to this conference for 3 years in a row, and yeah. It just finished. It was last week. It was really, really cool. And I met great people, great companies. And I want to kind of give you an overview of the companies I've talked to, and as well where the industry is going. And I want to speak a little bit about networking, the power of networking, and how do I, or what tips do I have to give you in regards to conferences that you perhaps might apply in the future for future conferences. Before we get started, make sure to give a 5-star reviews to this podcast. You can do so. It's very easy, as I'm doing, as I'm talking to you. Just go there and give the review, because this will help this podcast grow. And yeah, it will make me really, really happy. And as well, if you want to talk with me, follow me on Twitter. WBE Thiago is my handle. Twitter is a great platform for indie makers and bootstrappers, entrepreneurs. There's a big community there. Follow me and shoot me a message. Now, let's get started with this episode. First of all, as I said, this is the third time in a row that I've been to this conference. This time, I was a bit stressed because normally I get a free ticket. Just for you to understand, a ticket is around $900. But normally I have some friends, you know, I have some connections. And I have free tickets, but this time I couldn't get those. And like 1 week before the conference happening, I was like, okay, I have no ticket. But me being me and being a very kind of optimistic person, I went to their website, the Web Summit website, and I realized that they would give tickets for media. Media are like journalists and people like podcasters. I thought, hey, I have a podcast. Let me try to apply. So I applied with this podcast, the Indie Founder Podcast, and I gave as well my Twitter. They were asking for like our social media. I guess they realized that I had 5,000 followers plus this podcast with more than 300 episodes, and I got the ticket. It was really cool because it also gave me access to a bunch of areas, like we had some food, catering, and place, like an area with only the other media tickets, and I got to meet a lot of great people. So yeah, that was good, and we started the conference. Just for you to understand, basically, imagine there's 5 pavilions in total, and there's more than 70,000 people. So it's very overwhelming. If you go there for the first time, there's just so much people. Like, if you want to go from one pavilion to the other, you just have to go around all the people. It's very, very overwhelming. But once you get in the zone and understand what's going on, it can also give you a lot of motivation and energy. The conference has multiple pavilions, as I said. In each pavilion, there are stages where you can kind of watch talks. Then there are booths. There are multiple types of booths. And I cannot say this, crazy. One are the alpha tickets. They are like really small startups. Most of them are pre-seed, and they are just there speaking about it. And I guess most of them are looking for investors. Then there are the beta tickets, which are companies that are already kind of making revenue, bigger companies. And then they're like the big booths, like Samsung and whatever, Google and Amazon. Like, and those are really nice, beautiful areas. And there was one for Qatar. It was so incredible. The booth was huge. There was like a huge LCD screen on the ceiling. When I say huge, I don't even know. It's probably like 10 meters long. It's really crazy. So some companies, some countries, they spend tons of money in this conference. Really, really a lot of money. But yeah, so I never go to talks. We normally joke around that only the newbies in the Web Summit go to talks. After the first year, you kind of realize that most of the talks, they are not that interesting. And It's better to just go and network with people, because it's 70,000 people from all around the world that flew in just to come to this conference. So, and just for you to understand, this time I actually didn't go to any event around, but around the Web Summit, there's other events going on, networking events, a lot of stuff. Yeah, so I've been I normally go around, and there's two things I do. One is all of these conferences, they offer you an app, and with this app, you can search for keywords. So I search for keywords that interest me, like podcasting, for SEO, a lot of these topics, and I just shoot a message to everyone and try to schedule a meeting. 5 minutes meeting, 10 minutes meeting, where I get to know them, I understand what are their challenges, and I pitch my companies. That's basically it. And a lot of my work is this: messaging people, trying to figure out one place where we can all hang out and find each other. Hey, I'm the guy in the blue t-shirts and I'm next to the Qatar booth, whatever. Then it's super hard to find each other, and then the app is a bit clunky as well and a bit slow. But then we eventually do that, and it's like back-to-back meetings. The other thing I do is I go to each like startup, you know, all the alpha companies I was telling you about, and I just chat with them. I ask them what they are about, what they are doing, and that's basically the two things that I do in this conference. Now, there's a lot of like networking, and I want to focus more in a minute on what this means and what is networking, the power of networking. But before, let me kind of say a little bit about what I've seen. First of all, AI is everywhere. Yeah, it's funny because every year there's like literally one topic. I think last year was crypto and Bitcoin. Thank God that's over. I think that's a huge scam. This time was AI. And you can clearly see that these people are mostly, you know, trying to get some investment, and they know that there are a few keywords that work. And there were a few companies that they were just putting the AI word out there, but to be honest, you cannot even, what there was one company that was, they were doing helping you to be a better leader with AI. This sounds so much bullshit, right? Like, become a better leader with AI. What is this? So I just went there and asked them, like, what do we do? Like, so basically what we do is that you have this survey, you can kind of fill it in and add your, you know, answers regarding your personality. And then let's say you want to fire one employee, then you answer a survey for this employee, and our AI will tell you what's the best way for you to communicate with this employee. I was like, okay, that's... you just get a Google survey plus a GPT license, and you connect both together. Like, such bullshit. There's a lot of this, to be honest. There's a lot of bullshit, a lot of companies, a lot of people that you can clearly see it's their first startup. And some of them raise money, some of them don't. So I think probably from all those companies that spend a lot of money to be there, I don't know, maybe 5%, 1%, or even less will succeed. But yeah, so that was one company that was a little bit, I don't know. Yeah, I didn't think too much of it. I didn't think it could actually work. But then there were also other cool companies. There was one, this one was called Okti. And the company looked really cool. The idea was that you could just talk to a chat and ask for it to build you a native app, like an Android or iOS app. And it sounded really cool. Like, you can just explain what you want, describe it, and you have the code, everything. And sound very interesting. And I said, cool, where can I use it? And they say, we still haven't launched it. So they raised money, they are doing this for a year, still haven't launched it. So, like, for you to understand, for me as an indie maker, we are used to launch things in like 1 week, 2 weeks. It's just absurd. I cannot imagine that people can spend, you know, millions of dollars and wait years until they launch their first prototype. It's crazy to me. Yeah, so that was one. Then there was another cool company that we met, Rocket Hub. And they are competitors of AppSumo. I guess you probably know what AppSumo is. If you don't, it's basically a tool or a platform, rather, for lifetime deals. And I've made a whole episode about when AppSumo approached us to launch PodSqueeze with them. The idea is that you go there, you give a lifetime deal for your SaaS, and they will help you do all the marketing, everything. And they get also a commission, a big chunk. They get like, I don't know, more than 50% sometimes of the money you make. So the goal is that you just use these platforms to get a lot of traction, a lot of people, and you don't expect to make a lot of money out of it. We met another one, like a competitor called RocketUp, which is really cool because we got to know them and they sound cool. We exchanged contacts and now we're going to have a meeting and see if we probably will launch Ranked Chase with them. So yeah, that was really nice. Then there was like a guy going around. There's always like some people that try to be different. There was like a guy going around with a helium balloon, you know, and kind of yellow diamond on his head. And it was just, if you go on my Twitter account, in November 12th, I just shared a picture with him. And it was cool. It was a Portuguese dude and it was getting a lot of attention. So it was very indie hacker kind of way. He got a ticket from a friend and he said, okay, I just want to go around and I want to get people's attention. This company was called By the Law. And it's a Portuguese company to help kind of lawyers to manage their workflows. So that was really cool. And then we met another one, Deeply. Deeply was a cool startup. The guys were really, really nice from Italy. And they help consumers make better decisions by kind of gathering the whole information about products in a QR code. So let's say you want to buy some Apple. And you can just scan it and it will tell you like where the Apple was came from, where the Apple came from, where how long or how much CO2 it spends in like transporting, all of that. So it's really cool. And it was funny story, because he said it, like I was asking like, what is your biggest frustration? He said that, you know, I do SEO, but it's really annoying that when people search for Deeply, Deeply on Google, instead of seeing our company, they see Deeply. And I told him, you know, my friend's fan, he works for Deeply. Yeah, I don't know. It was funny for me. Anyways, yeah. So those are the companies, few of the companies. And I talked with tons of other companies and just heard their pitches and tried as well to kind of, you know, speak about PodSqueeze, speak about every time there's a way and I see that our tools can help them, I try to kind of speak about it. But again, the goal here is not really to find clients, because one client for us gives us, let's say, $15 or so. So it's really hard to go there. To really make money, I would need to convince tons of customers and people there. I like to describe the Web Summit as a place where spam is allowed. Everyone is spamming their companies and that's allowed, and people like that. But this also means that it's really hard to convert people there, because you know they will just listen to you and forget about you and move on to the next thing. So that was the cool part. Then one other aspect of it, as I told you, is that I got the media ticket. Really cool, because it gave me access to a whole new pavilion. I unlocked a new pavilion, and this pavilion was for media. So first of all, one thing that is really annoying on Web Summit is that the queues are immense. Like if you want to go and grab a bite to eat or something, you normally have to wait, plus it's expensive. With the media ticket, there was a whole catering area with super delicious food with no queue. I would just get in, grab my food, and it was like a buffet, typical Portuguese food. I sat down, and every time I sat down, I would sit in like this kind of big tables where you'd sit around with other media tickets. And it was always amazing for network. Every time I went there, without even kind of breaking a sweat, I would find someone really interesting and just talk and network. And this was great because I got to meet people that work in media, work in kind of magazines and TV channels, and mostly here in Portugal. So first day, I immediately got invited to be a guest on a show, like a podcast. Really cool. Second day, I met a woman that works in a magazine. She explained a lot of things that I didn't know about the magazine and how she worked. I pitched Pod Squiz. She really enjoyed it. She like gave me the context of a lot of people in important roles in the Portuguese media where I could pitch Pod Squiz too. I have already one meeting scheduled for that, and I hope to get more. And the third day, some other guys from another podcast. So it's really cool. Every day I met really interesting people, and this is really good. So now I want to speak a little bit about networking, because it's something very hard to quantify, right? So SEO is very easy to quantify, because you can see how many clicks you have, how many impressions, and then you get the conversion, and you see how many based on your efforts, how much more traffic this is bringing in money. With network, you never know, because the it's more abstract, and you won't see the results. Sometimes you will only see the results after 1 year, 2 years. So just to give you, I think the best way to give you an example of the power of network is to tell you about our previous conference. We went to a conference in London, the podcast show, which is more targeted for podcasters. And there, I talked with a lot of people, and a few, actually, we exchanged some really interesting contacts. So one guy worked for Alphonic. It's a company from Austria. And I thought, maybe I can integrate their API with us. After talking with them, they're really nice. They explained, they showed us how it works. Like, cool. Then eventually after the conference, we implemented. And now we do audio enhancement. And you can do all of that with Pod Squiz because of this integration. And funny enough, that word, audio enhancement and improved audio quality and so on, is one of the most searched words, that is one of the words, the keywords that brings the most traffic to Pod Squiz at the moment. So this is huge impact. But first of all, I didn't know that this would lead to that when I met them. Second, it took a while, right? So it's really hard. Another guy that we met in this conference was a guy that works in one of the biggest Indian hosting providers. Since then, we have been talking a lot. He introduced me, like he added me to a group with other people from the industry. We made already some partnerships. So, this happens. So my approach now with networking is I don't try to sell anything. I just try to listen, to genuinely be interested about what they're going, what they're doing, what are their challenges. And if it eventually makes sense, and if my company brings value to them, I pitch it. If it doesn't bring value to them, I try to help them in any other way. Perhaps connecting them with other people that I've met, giving them advice, or just having a nice conversation. That's it. That's what networking is. I like it. Some people don't. I like it. And I know that I will gain something from it. Either knowledge, either, a nice conversation or a partnership, whatever. I will always gain something, and that something will eventually be applied. But it's hard to measure. But it's good. It's really, really good. So yeah, that's basically the approach for me. And regarding the conversations I had with people, we're mostly focused on Rank Chase, our new tool. I actually will need to do an episode all about it, but it's a tool for SEO and backlinks, and basically to help people to get more backlinks to their website. And I've met a lot of people doing SEO. Funny enough, they were not super, super interested in Rank Chase. They gave us great feedback. We kind of showed the tool. We asked what they thought about it. And they gave us great feedback that we'll now implement. But they also raised a few concerns that we were not aware that they had. So that was good. That was also really important for us to get to know more people in the industry, to get more feedback. So that was really, really cool. And that's basically it. There's nothing more this time. Normally there's also some parties afterwards. They're often a bit lame. There's nothing going on, but yeah, this time I didn't go, but maybe I should have gone. I don't know. But these are always cool. Then there's the side parties. They are not necessarily from website, but people that come for the Web Summit, and they just sometimes rent like an Airbnb or a bar or something, and they get people around, they pay some beers. That is normally really cool. But yeah, again, this year I didn't go to any. But yeah, I just want to say networking is important. If you like it, you can actually get better at it. So at first, when I was doing this, I was very awkward. I didn't know how to, you know, finish a conversation. I would sometimes drag conversations for too long because, you know, I didn't want, and I was a bit shy. But not only in this conference, but let's say, for instance, on Indie Beers. Indie Beers is a cool event around indie hacking here in Lisbon every month. It's like a meetup. And I was very awkward to go there alone. I didn't know how to talk with people. Now, first of all, I just realized that most people are there for networking. That's what we are. They are there. That's why they are there. They are there for networking. They are not there to just hang out with their group of friends. No, they're just like to meet new people and talk about business, whatever the meetup is for. So, yeah, I just go there. I join a group. I say hi and I start talking. And then after a while, I say, okay, guys, great meeting you. I'll just keep on middling, you know, speaking with others. And they accept it because that's part of the game. That's networking. They don't get upset with you because you finish the conversation. No, it's completely fine. You exchange contacts. You exchange LinkedIn. This is really cool. This is also a great way to exit the conversation. You say, hey, amazing meeting you. Shall we exchange contacts? They say, yeah. You pull off your phone. You open a LinkedIn app, then you go on search, you click on the QR code, they can scan it, you are in contact, they say, okay, great, thank you, great meeting you, see you around, yeah, great meeting you, and you move on to the next conversation. So you get better at it, as I said, you get more comfortable, you can speak better, and you already know what you're going to say, you gain more confidence, everything, you get better as you practice, and it's a great skill to have. It's a really, really great skill to have. And then there's people that I've met every year in the Web Summit because they come as well, and I meet them once again, and it's always, it's really cool. It's really, really nice. So yeah, that was my experience in the Web Summit. Overall, very positive, even though it took me some time from building and developing, but it's part of the game. It energized me. It was great because, you know, I'm always there also with my friends, and it was a really, really cool conference. So thank you, Web Summit, for giving me a media ticket. This was another episode of the Indie Founder Podcast. Once again, make sure to follow me on Twitter, WBTiago. There's also, by the way, tons of episodes in the list. I've recorded one of these episodes for other Web Summits that I've done in the past. And the past episode, or two episodes ago, actually, I interviewed Elston. Really cool interview for you to go and listen. He speaks about how, as a solo founder, he was able to bootstrap his company to $300,000 ARR. Really, really cool. So make sure to go there and check it out. If you want me to cover other topics, or if you have any questions, shoot me a message at WBTiago. And once again, please, please, please give me a good review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can just give me a 5-star review. And then this helps kind of the algorithm to get more listeners for the Indie Founder Podcast. Thank you very much. See you next week.